Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Justin Hutson Coaches Show, brought to you by California Business Machines, by Madera Auto Center, Suncrest Bank, The Elbow Room, Barrier Roofing, A-plus Signs, by Mega Prince, and by Fashion Furniture across from River Park. Live from the Elbow Room, this is the Justin Hutson Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Paul Leffler.
All right, you can hear it. Great crowd out here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. A special Tuesday edition of the show this week because there's a scheduled baseball game Thursday that was going to get in the way. So we have a special hour with you here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. Little note, next weekend the Bulldogs won't have a Saturday game. They have a Saturday game this weekend, and you guys know where that is, up in Reno against the nationally ranked Wolfpack. The following Saturday there's no home game. So that week we're not going to do a coach's show on Thursday. The coaches have to be off recruiting. That's a big deal. So all that to say that after tonight we only have one more Coach Justin Hutson show at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village, and that'll be on Thursday, March the 7th. So mark that on your calendar. Thursday, March 7th, your last chance to come out and join us. And as many people are here wearing their Bulldog red, there are still a couple more tables. If you'd like to join us, spend the hour with us. I've got four pairs of tickets to give away to tomorrow night's game against Air Force. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Veterans get in free. Anyone serving in our armed forces now, you'll get in free as well. But those of you who don't fit into those categories, you might like to win some free tickets, and we're going to be giving these away at the end of the night tonight. We're also taking your questions. Have some good ones from the folks who are here at the Elbow Room already, and we will also receive them from you on Twitter if you follow the rules. And the rules are, put on the hashtag. The hashtag is AskHut. Hashtag AskHUT. So throw that on there, and we'll pass the questions on, whether it's to Coach Hutson, who will join us midway through today, or his top assistant coach, Keith Brown, who's with us for the first half of the show. Yeah, and give Coach Brown a hand.
Appreciate it.
You know, Coach, I bet you get this a lot. Since you're not the guy pacing up and down, since you're not the guy who has to give all the interviews to the TV stations after the game, do you ever have people walk up to you and say, hey, what do you do? What's your role on the team? Do you get that question?
I ask myself that question. Regularly.
Well, he says that tongue-in-cheek because he has a lot to do with the success the Bulldogs have had this year. 19-6. How about that? Going for win number 20 tomorrow night against Air Force at the Save Mart Center. That's 7 o'clock tip. The Bulldogs tied for second in the Mountain West at 10-3. What was it like for you, Coach, to be there with your team, with all these players, your fellow coaches, in the pit Saturday night? And the backstory there, you'd been in that building a few times before. And you spent some time at New Mexico State. In fact, you recruited Braxton Huggins there.
Correct.
It's a good thing you had Braxton with you in the second half Saturday against the Lobos. What was that like to experience start to finish of what I think all these fans here tonight would describe as a roller coaster of a game?
No, it's one of the toughest college environments to go into, and people say it's hard to play in, but it's even harder to win in. And it's one thing to play there, but they have a great crowd. They had they're under 500 and still had 13,000 people, approximately, at the game. And when you go into that environment, you always know that it's going to take a couple of things to be successful. One, that you can't beat yourself, so you got to take care of the basketball. And I think we had 6 turnovers in the game, which was our season low.
Exactly.
As well. And that was probably one of the areas that kept us in the game, especially, to be able to make it through some of the early foul trouble that we had. We at least didn't go out and beat ourselves. And then lastly, you have to have some resilience because you're going to get hit, whether it's by the fans or whether it's by the University of New Mexico, you're going to get hit with some things. Whether they be verbal jabs or on the floor, and they're a very talented team with size, and our size was in foul trouble a little bit, so we had to kind of get a little bit creative and weather that storm a little, and they were certainly trying to go inside and attack us there, So a lot of the guys, I think, came in collectively and really showed some resilience and perseverance. And it's the type of toughness you have to have that mentality going in there if you're going to have any opportunity to compete.
Well, it showed up in a major way. Just guess what else just showed up? That's a wonderful Illy coffee that they serve here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Coach has his water over there. I'm sure if he needs anything else, they'll take care of him. And they're taking care of you if you come join us here at the Elbow Room. The Bulldog Bites are out. They're hot. They're ready. They smell really good. If you'd like to enjoy some of that, you can order off the menu. Don't forget to come here on the weekends. Their weekend brunch is unbelievable. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 2 here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight taking your questions on Twitter with the hashtag AskHut, or better yet, in person, where you have a chance to win tickets at the end of the show. Coach Hutson coming along at 6:30. Until then, we have Coach Keith Brown with us. And you talked about that resilience, that perseverance. And another thing you guys as coaches have to do is keep that team together, because there are a lot of factors in that environment that can distract you, that can get you off target, can make you lose your focus. I mean, your leading scorer gets two fouls in less than a minute to start the game.
Correct.
He and other players are getting yelled at by fans, hearing things they don't want to hear. You as coaches are getting yelled at by fans. I mean, I'm sitting between you and the first row of fans, and there's a fan right behind me who's yelling at you guys.
Correct.
Do you hear any of that, or do you just put the proverbial earplugs in and keep moving?
I hear it, but I never respond to it. I think that's something that was ingrained in me young in my life as an athlete, you know, with my coaches, and my father was a little I played for, you know, in through Little League and that type of thing, and my parents ingrained that to me a long time ago, that you just don't have rabbit ears in that environment. And that's exactly what they want to do, is try to get to you, and if they can get you to respond, then it gets even worse. That ultimately they can call you just about anything, but at the end of the day, if they call you winner when you leave, then it's the appropriate response.
Bingo. Can't say it any better than that. He's Coach Keith Brown, associate head coach for the Fresno State basketball team. The Dogs are 19-6, going for win number 20 tomorrow night at the Save Mart Center, 7 o'clock. They're only meeting this year with the Falcons of Air Force. Before I get to some of these stimulating questions from the basketball wizards here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village tonight, let's talk about Braxton Huggins. I mentioned that you had recruited him. Of course, you were the head coach at Cal State Bakersfield for many years. You're the coach that led the transition to Division I for the Roadrunners. Mm-hmm. And I know that was an instructive experience that colors some of the things that you're doing now. But during that time, Braxton was playing some high school ball there at Miramonte, home of the Lions. You end up on Marvin Menzies' staff there at New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. What was it in Braxton Huggins then that you saw that told you, hey, this guy can be a really good college player?
Well, we first of all had a senior on our team that was a shooter and a scorer by the name of Kevin Aronis, you know, prior to that I signed out of Santa Rosa Junior College, who went on to really help us get to the NCAA tournament for the 2 years he was there. And so we were trying to place him with another shooter because we had good size. And so I certainly knew of Braxton, and a lot of people, you know, maybe don't realize that Braxton was the number two scorer in the state of California senior year in high school, averaging 26 points a game. And he's always had the knack to be able to shoot and score the ball. And I went and evaluated him, and he's really more than a shooter, as he's demonstrated this year a number of times. He can get to the basket and attack. Can finish against, you know, against contact, and obviously he's just one of those guys that doesn't have to be a high volume shooter to make shots, and he has ice in his veins. He's one of those guys that wants big shots, will take big shots, and doesn't shy away from them. And if he misses one, it's not going to affect his inclination to shoot the next opportunity that he has.
And that was on display certainly in the second half against the Lobos. On Saturday, you mentioned he averaged 26 a game senior year at Miramonte. He's averaging 25 a game over his last five games, and it probably would have been higher had he not had to sit almost the entire first half Saturday with foul trouble. Came in and scored all 19 of his points in the second half in that big win for the Bulldogs. And Braxton Huggins, the senior, is the Mountain West Basketball Player of the Week. I don't know if y'all heard that, but that's the news. So you can see the Mountain West Basketball Player of the Week and all his teammates in action tomorrow night. 7 o'clock at the Save Mart Center against the Falcons of Air Force. We're going to hit our first break. We'll take some of your questions when we come back. Come hang out with us at the Elbow Room here till 7 o'clock. There's only one more of these Coach Justin Hutson shows after tonight. That'll be on March the 7th. Coach Hutt coming along later. Maybe you've been waiting for a chance to throw your best question at Coach Brown. So bring it while he's here. Use that hashtag, AskHud, on Twitter. And we're back after this from the Elbow Room on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back to the Coach Justin Hutson Show. We are live at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village here on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network. We have four pairs, not just two, not just three, four pairs of basketball tickets to give away. These will be for the game tomorrow night against the Falcons of Air Force. That's a 7 o'clock tip at the Save Mart Center. Another occasion in which Fresno State wants to thank you for your service. If you're someone who is serving our country now in the military or ever has been a part of our armed forces, you get in for free tomorrow night at the Save Mart Center, 7 o'clock, the tip against the Falcons, who are a really improved team this year and a little different from what Air Force usually is. We'll have a chance to talk about that with Coach Hutson at 6:30. We have Coach Keith Brown with us until then, and let's get to some of these questions. I'll pull up Twitter in a second and see what you all are asking on there. But the folks who are here at the Elbow Room enjoying some of those Bulldog Bites. How are the meatballs, Harry, by the way? Good? As good as ever? All right. Harry Marcus gives him a thumbs up. So Al had a couple questions here. Christy's got a good one, too. And here's something that we were just talking about, Coach Brown, the environment at the pit. 12,500 people,
right,
and they're right on top of you. The student section is 5 feet from the out-of-bounds line under the basket, and they've got their face paint on. They're screaming. They're yelling. The band's there. Christy wants to know, how do you coach players to deal with overly aggressive fans or bench on the other side on the road? Do you guys talk about that? Do you forewarn them about certain environments and how they're supposed to respond if something like what we saw Saturday actually happened?
Actually, we did speak about it even before the game. You know, having gone into the environment, for those of you you're maybe aware of who Snake is, and he's the gentleman that paints his face and is the little guy down in the front row, but he's usually there to meet the bus when we get off the bus, and he starts his ranting then. So oftentimes, you got to prepare your young players going in that hey, look, there's going to be a guy to meet you there, and he's going to be probably having a couple 40s in his hand, and he's going to be giving you a hard time. And this is just the beginning of what you're going to get when you get here. But as a competitor, it's one of the things that we've talked about a little bit, too, and mentioned even up at Utah State. There's no greater sound in the world than silencing the home crowd. And you have to embrace that environment, embrace the opportunity to do that. And the only way you can is to maintain your composure. You know, if you lose your composure and get off track a little bit in terms of what your job is every possession of the game, then you really have very little chance and opportunity to succeed in that environment.
Was that a Simon and Garfunkel inspired response there?
Yes.
The sound of silence?
Absolutely.
Well, you're right, and the snake is, well, I don't know if you should say rabid, but they use that term with regard to fans a lot, and he is as vociferous as they come, certainly tries to be menacing, and the players overcame all of that with a big win in Albuquerque Saturday, 81-73 over the Lobos. Now Air Force is next, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Save Mart Center. We're talking to Keith Brown, the lead assistant on Coach Hudson's staff, and, you know, here's another one with regard to focus and tuning out distractions. Another question from the crowd here at the Elbow Room. How do you keep the team focused on home games against Air Force, Wyoming, and San Jose State, as opposed to the road games that so many people want to talk about at Nevada, a number 6 team in the country coming up Saturday, and your last road game at San Diego State?
Well, I think you try to instill that in the beginning, that you really fear no one and respect everyone that you play, you know, as an opponent. And you know, Air Force in their own right, it went to Nevada and were up at halftime and played them very, very tough. And not a lot of people have gone into Nevada and done that. They scored 106 points against UNLV in a game, you know, at home earlier in the year. And they're certainly a team that is extremely disciplined and have a system that you don't see that takes preparation time, you know, more than actually a couple of days. So we've been working hard comprehensively to try to get caught up with that. But they're a team that's certainly not going to beat themselves. And you know they have the intangible characteristics because the reality is they're in the Air Force. They're defending our country. And they're young men that are very disciplined and young men that are very intelligent and highly competitive. And they're a good basketball program. And year in and year out, when you watch their progress in their games, that, you know, they're never going to quit on you. You know, they're always going to be there, and we expect that from them and try to instill that in our players at this point. And you really, at this point in the year, have to have a championship mentality, and a championship mentality doesn't change regardless of who you play or where you play them.
Great point. He's Coach Keith Brown. It's the Coach Justin Hutson Show. Coach Hutt coming up at about 6:30. We'll take your questions on Twitter if you attach that hashtag, AskHutt, or in person here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. Those meatballs smell great. They've got a few items for you, absolutely free, in the Bulldog Bites table. And, of course, everything on the menu is good. My wife has really enjoyed the salmon salad this year. Just a tip. We've got one with asparagus in it. Another one's got kale and quinoa. You can eat healthy here at the Elbow Room. You can eat a lot of really good things. And you can talk basketball with us until 7 o'clock. Got a couple other questions from the folks here at the Elbow Room, Coach. But another one occurred to me when you talked about the snake and the pit and the environment in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, since you went there for many years with New Mexico State, for folks who don't know, New Mexico State in Las Cruces on the southern end of the state, Albuquerque, the northern end of the state, they play each other home and home every year. They play that two-game series, and that almost every year is the best-attended game in the pit when the Aggies come to town. Mm-hmm. So how did the environment the other night with Fresno State and 12,500 compare to those games when it was the rivalry between the Aggies and the Lobos? Did it feel about as intense as those?
It was very similar. And in fact, with New Mexico State, we actually had four of those games a year. We had to play UTEP twice every year, and then New Mexico twice every year. So we had four rivalry games.
Yeah.
That were quite frankly, they're bitter rivalries that the fans really don't care for each other. and it carries over to the teams as well too. But they're highly competitive, and certainly often it's unfortunate sometimes, but a team's success, people don't care what else happens in the rest of the year. But if you beat New Mexico and you beat UTEP, then you've been successful. If you don't, you weren't.
Yeah, and UTEP is a much closer geographical rival, only about 30 miles away from Las Cruces. Mm-hmm. And, boy, those years when it was Lou Henson versus Don Haskins, I bet that was really rocking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we've got some good questions here. Let's see what Al has to say today. Al, I always love your penmanship. I can read it. It looks good tonight. He wants to know about Sam Bittner. He says, mm-hmm. Sam's a good free throw shooter. You have a few of those.
Correct.
He says, when he drives, why not try to shoot and get fouled? Let's see. He has all kinds of shots near the basket. Now, you started out a few games that way, right out of the gate, having Sam penetrate, jump stop, try to get fouled. You don't have the whistle in your mouth, though.
Correct. I think, you know, part of that is a mentality, you know, too, as well for Sam. I think our goal for him when he started the year was to be a higher percentage three-point shooter, you know, which he's been, you know, he's been, you know, certainly close to 50%. You know, when his feet are set, he's at a much higher range. And then we wanted him to be able to attack angles, you know, off the bounce. And he's done that, and he, I think one of the, if you compare his stats, you know, to previous years in the past, he actually has a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. So when he's gotten into the paint, he's got multiple shooters around him, so he's had a lot of success finding shooters. And so I think that, you know, there's no question there's times he gets in there where he said, hey, Sam, there's nobody around you. You know, not just get fouled, but you got a layup if you take it, you know. And it's something that we've tried to encourage for him to at least come in there and get to jump stops and make decisions. I think at that point in time, when a player comes in and plays strong off of 2 feet, then you have to trust their confidence and their ability to make shots and make plays.
You know, and he also has a lot more leaping ability than I think people understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's capable athletically of dunking on somebody if he's got that in his mind.
No question. He has a tendency to take off a little bit too soon and try to quick finish things versus going in and playing strong, you know, but his athletic ability shows up in other areas as well. In the New Mexico game, he had two huge rebounds late in the game, you know, when they were critical times and against in traffic, and he went up and secured them, and you know, also they really tried to attack him, and Coach Weir even made a comment after the game that our game plan, because Sam was smaller than their four men, was to try to attack him, but it's not as easy as it might look. He's stronger than you think, and he's competitive, and he's a fifth-year senior, and he's savvy. He's one of those guys that it isn't quite as easy to take advantage of as you think it is.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes knowing where to put your body trumps having the body that can go over and through you.
No question.
We're talking to Keith Brown, associate head coach for the Bulldog basketball program. Coach Hudson coming along in a little while. Here's another question from Al. And if you guys have questions at home, you want to use Twitter, the hashtag again, AskHut. But Al, and this is a good question, because some people are just figuring out what a special team the Bulldogs have this year as they go for win number 20 tomorrow night against Air Force. I think a lot of the folks here at the Elbow Room know quite well who you have redshirting this year, but that's Al's question. Who are the young men who are redshirting? Where did they come from? And maybe you can add to that, since I see you working particularly individually with these players on skill development, what improvement you've seen during those redshirt years for those young men.
Well, Chris Seeley, you know, is sitting out as a transfer from Utah, and I think, you know, Chris is a 6'8", 6'9", extremely athletic young man, and you know, played high school basketball here in Fresno.
Central Grizzlies.
You know, as well, and you know, we're expecting, you know, some versatile things from him. You know, somebody who can play multiple positions, you know, play, you know, perhaps the I mean, he could play 4 and 5 for sure. And it's a, you know, really a tough matchup at both of those positions, and may even be able to swing to the small forward position. You know, eventually we're trying to develop his perimeter shooting. In addition to more than anything, just kind of slowing down a little bit, because he plays, you know, he plays the game very fast, and you know, sometimes, you know, faster than he should in terms of letting it come to him. And with post play, that's, you know, that's oftentimes a variable that if you play too quick inside, then you don't give defenses an opportunity to react to your moves and your counters and deploying the defense and that type of thing. So we're trying to get him to slow down, as we are with Hassan. You know, Hassan's, as many of you know, he's a tremendous young man, a 7-footer. He's out of Senegal, and he's going to be a very good player. Like most big kids, you're 7 foot, you think he's a grown man, but he's really not. And you expect him to be, you know, grown up, and he's grown up an awful lot since he's been here, but he's still a freshman. And he's a lovable kid, and he really wants to learn. But he's one of those guys too that still we're trying to teach things like balance, you know, that in the weight room and, you know, those types of things, you know, how to be able to become stronger and play off of 2 feet where he has a tendency to play off of 1 foot, you know, those types of things. He's a very physical player. Sometimes we can't play him live because we get guys hurt when he goes against them. So we try to keep him out of those, you know, situations as much as we can. But he's learning and learning, you know, kind of a common language in the game of basketball in terms of, you know, our language and things that he's got to do to get better, but he's, yeah, he's going to be a real physical presence, a rim protector, an excellent rebounder, and, you know, just at 7 foot, 250 pounds is going to be a guy who, you know, I think you can kind of build the foundation of your interior, your future with.
I've been impressed too, and it's not game action, but his form and his touch on his shot is further along than I think I expected it to be right now.
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time on that, and we'll spend even more time in the spring with it. And it's something that we really progress with. In our off seasons, we have 8-week segments, you know, in the fall, in the spring, in the summer, and each segment will kind of take an area. But we're always working on shooting, and specifically, you know, his touch, and we want him to be a very good free throw shooter, because he's going to find himself there at the free throw line, you know, consistently.
Yeah.
You know, but developing his, you know, his technical shooting, and then developing his range, you know, as well. And there's a fine line with that, because a lot of big guys want to, they love to play outside, and that's not really why you have a 7-footer. You know, you want him to be able to, you know, want him to be able to establish a presence inside and be a rim protector too. So there's a real balance in terms of, you know, his development.
Well, and before you touch on the other young man who's here from Oregon State now, Jordan Campbell, just what you just mentioned with Hassan and Chris Seeley joining the mix next year. You'll have Nate Grimes back as a senior. Mm-hmm. So this year, we're seeing Nate's generally the biggest guy on the floor. There's a time in the New Mexico game the other day, you sub him out, and here New Mexico's got 3 or 4 guys 6'8 or taller on the floor, mm-hmm. and you have nobody taller than 6'6.
Right.
But next year, you could have 7'1 Hassan, 6'8 Grimes, and 6'8 Seeley all on the floor together, is what you're saying, with that position versatility that Seeley brings.
That's correct. And we still have Laz, who's developing, Laz Rojas is developing, and we have another young freshman that's going to be coming in, Orlando Robinson, who's 6'10", and extremely talented and skilled, and can play multiple positions as well. He's not just a five man. He's another skilled finesse player that can play on the perimeter, and be versatile enough to play at least two positions. He's, again, a very good shot blocker and rim protector, and is a very talented young man. They're going to be another big part of the future of the program.
And to finish up Al's question, of course, we're talking here about next season and what the Dogs might look like. This season, they're looking really good and going for win number 20 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against Air Force. But with Jordan Campbell, a young man that, with his athletic ability, is going to have a very good chance to earn a spot in your backcourt as soon as he's eligible next year, which I guess you may have to wait till the semester.
It'll be semester because he was a mid-year transfer, but he'll be able to practice with us, and which he's practicing now. And we were just working tonight again on his shot, you know, a little bit too, in terms of his perimeter shooting. But he's a versatile guard that can play, you know, a couple of positions. He's very athletic, and he has a chance to be a very, very good defender that fits, you know, our system. And he's very explosive in the open court, and he can finish, and he's strong. You know, but he's, you know, good 195 pounds, and is very athletic and explosive, and just a tremendous character kid as well.
One more question for Coach Brown. Coach Hudson is here talking to his favorite aunts, and he'll be up here in just a moment to answer your questions after the break. One more thing for you, Coach, and I'll ask Coach Hudson about this too. But tomorrow night you're playing Air Force, and usually when that happens, Fresno State says, okay, that's the night we're going to choose to salute and thank our veterans in our community and make sure they know how much we appreciate them. Free admission for anybody who's serving in our armed forces now or ever has. On a personal level for you, when there's a night like that, when that's the emphasis, that's the focus, and you know those people are there watching you, what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's an honor to be a part of. You know, certainly the representation of why we live in a free world today is pretty important. The people that are certainly a part of that, those who have served and those that continue to serve and those that will serve in the future are really the reason why we live in the world that we live in today. And so it's, first of all, out of honor and appreciation for what they've done and what they continue to do and represent, you know, for our freedom.
Well, you guys will be a little busy in the huddle when this happens, but I did get a sneak peek today at who the hero of the game is going to be at the arena tomorrow night. It's a gentleman I've known for a few years who's been on my Hometown Heroes show. Gordon Scott survived the sinking of the USS Lexington in World War II, and he's going to be the hero of the game tomorrow night. So keep an eye out for Gordon and give him a big cheer, a standing O, when they do introduce him. Hey, Coach Brown, great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Very good. Appreciate all of you. Thank you very much.
That's Coach Keith Brown. Up next, we'll bring Coach Justin Hudson into the hot seat. It is a hot seat. They keep this nice and warm out on the patio at Fig Garden Village, the elbow room. They've got the fireplace on the opposite end of the patio. And in between, a whole lot of Bulldog love. The Red Wave is here tonight. They're enjoying those Bulldog bites, and you can too. Come join us for the second half of the show. Coach Hudson, straight ahead. If you've got those questions on Twitter, make sure you use the hashtag or else we won't see it. The hashtag AskHut. And back with the rest of the program after this. We're at the Elbow Room, Fig Garden Village, Palm and Shaw, the Coach Justin Hudson Show on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Always a hustle and bustle out here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. The Coach Justin Hudson Show. It's hopping out here. The patio is the place to be. Anne-Marie's running about 200 miles an hour getting all these orders and bringing up our Illy coffee here. I tell you, it's the best coffee in town. And you probably don't come to the Elbow Room for coffee, do you? Maybe you're drinking something else or you're eating something else, but I'm telling you, their coffee's really good. Just my own little 2 cents.
Yeah, night.
What's that?
They need to come drink this coffee.
It keeps you awake, right?
Yes, it does.
Keeps you fueled.
There I usually don't drink it at night, but it's so good here. I appreciate Anne-Marie.
Well, and we usually do this on a Thursday night, so I hope drinking your coffee at night on Tuesday doesn't throw you off your game.
Coaches don't know what day it is. Either it's the day before the game day, or the day after the game.
That's right. And tonight is the day before the game, and it's a big game tomorrow night, a chance for the Bulldogs to win their 20th of the season. They're 19-6, 10-3 in the Mountain West, tied for second place behind Nevada, who, by the way, they play Saturday night in Reno. I know you all are excited about that. But you should be just excited to get to the Save Mart Center tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip against Air Force, the only meeting with the Falcons all year. Veterans get in free. People serving in our armed forces now get in free. So spread that word. I know we all know people who have served our country. Let them know that they're the guests of honor tomorrow night at the Save Mart Center. Get that big crowd like what the Bulldogs encountered at the Pit in Albuquerque the other night. Well, Coach, let's talk about Air Force. A Falcons team, you guys haven't played yet. You're not going to play again. You don't have to go to 7,000 feet at the Academy this year, but you get them at your place tomorrow night. And they've given some of the best teams in this conference real trouble this year on both sides of the ball. What do you see when you look at Air Force and what Coach Pilipovich has going this season?
Air Force always plays that Princeton offense, and it always morphs into what talent they have on the team that year. Some years more backdoor cuts, some year more post-ups, some year more drives, some year more three-point shots. But, you know, it's very difficult to play against on a two-day turnaround. You know, everybody has to do it. You know, so it's not like we have anything special. But, you know, their record does not show how tough they are. They beat San Diego State by over 15 points. They were a close game to Nevada with 8 minutes to go. And they scored 106 points on UNLV. So they run their offense, and sometimes there's not much you can do about it. You're just surviving and hoping that they miss a shot, whereas sometimes you try to take them out of it. Now, the more you try to take them out of it, the more openings you get. So we're going to have to play multiple defenses tomorrow night. We're going to have to be very aggressive. We're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to show a different level of poise than we showed at the Pit. It's not going to be the raucous visiting crowd that's going to get us. It's going to be the Princeton Air Force offense.
I hear you. And you mentioned that Nevada game. I was watching that game. I believe it was when you guys won at Boise State. That was the night that game was on after our game because we had an afternoon game there in Boise. And Air Force was right there. I felt what changed the game was Nevada got a couple calls and got a bunch of free throws and then lengthened the lead, and then Air Force had to change the way the Falcons were playing to try to catch up. But until that, they seemed to be really throwing Nevada off by changing the pace of that game, making every possession really count. And then you mentioned they have other games where they're going up and down the floor and scoring 106 against the Aztecs. So is it hard to know what Coach Pilipovich is going to do tempo-wise, or do you have a good gauge based on parallel opponents that they've already played?
They run a little bit more than they have in the past, but if they don't get a good shot, something similar is they're gonna make sure they run that clock down and run the offense until they get a good shot. But if you try to pressure them into a hurried shot, they will run a little bit more this year and try to attack you.
And one thing I've appreciated about Coach Pilipovich and his players over the year is he has some young men who you see real drastic improvement from one year to the next. You saw a guy, you say, oh, that's that same player as last year. Then you see him in person, like, no, he's a completely different player this year. They've done a good job of that. And I don't know if anyone on their team this year exemplifies that more than Lavelle Scotty, their 6'7 junior, who's probably as muscular and physical and strong as anybody in the league. I mean, he's not the Nemish Keita, you know, almost touching the rim on his tiptoes, but he's a powerful presence inside. What does that mean for you guys defensively? What do you have to do to keep him from beating you?
He's a load. He can play on any team in this conference. And I think Coach Brown said that one time in our meetings, and he was absolutely right. He's a guy that can play on any team in this conference, and he plays with a lot of confidence. He'll post you up. He'll drive. He has a great mid-range game. He's physical inside. And since he's the best player on the team, he'll occasionally shoot a three. And if he makes those threes, he's really hard to guard.
I was going to ask you, what's different about his game this year compared to last year? Is that it? Is he a little stronger away from the basket than he has been in the past?
Yes, and he's just more mature, and they run that same system, so he's comfortable in it. He knows he's the best player, so he plays with a freedom and a swag about him that, you know, is hard to deal with.
Well, if you're coming to the game tomorrow night, and why wouldn't you come to the game tonight? Tomorrow night, your Bulldogs are going for win number 20. It's their only meeting with Air Force all year. You get to salute the veterans on top of that. All the veterans get in free. So if you are there, keep your eye on number 12 for Air Force. That's Lavelle Scotty. We'll have time to talk about some of their other personnel, but I don't want to forget the questions from our great crowd at the Elbow Room tonight. And Gary's been waiting for you to get here, Coach. He had a question about that game in Loboland on Saturday night. Did that feel like two or three games to you, by the way, by the time it was over?
No, the 40 minutes was long enough.
Sometimes 40 feels like 80.
When you get a lead early, sometimes it feels a little longer.
Right.
Because you're trying to hold on. But when you're trying to come back, you know, the time doesn't move slow enough.
I'm sure that first half was real slow for the Mountain West Player of the Week, Braxton Huggins, as he sat on the bench and watched. But he sure was ready in the second half. And speaking of halftime and adjustments, that was Gary's question. He said, what magic elixir did you give the team at halftime? They were faster, stronger, and more accurate after halftime. What do you think made that difference?
They settled down. I mean, that's a hard place to play. And it hurt that Braxton was in foul trouble early, obviously. You know, that's not brain surgery to know that. But when he came in, we made a few adjustments against their zone. We settled in our tempo. We got a little bit more comfortable on offense. And then we had some really good stops as of late. But it was just more settling into the environment.
What impressed me was none of your players seemed to be pressing. They were very poised under pressure. You only turned it over six times. One of those was a charge call on Aguirre Gao, which was pretty debatable. But the ball movement and the guys who were passing up okay shots for a better shot for a teammate. I mean, I thought that was as evident in that game as any game you've had this year.
I thought so, too. You know, and normally we do that for a half, and then maybe you'll see a few bad shots or a few rush turnovers. But we couldn't have live ball turnovers where they can run out and score on you in New Mexico. And I thought we did a great job. I think there was a couple charges we had.
Yeah.
With those six turnovers, a few of them were charges. So it wasn't a lot of, you know, mistakes where they were out running on two-on-ones or three-on-twos because we threw the ball to the other team.
Yeah, that's what Braxton's one turnover was as well. So at least two of those six came in that fashion. It's break time, but maybe you have a question for Coach Justin Hudson. He's not going to tell you this, so I will. There is no first-year head coach in the country who has more wins right now than the coach of your Fresno State Bulldogs, Justin Hudson. 19-6, going for win number 20 tomorrow night against Air Force. And if you don't have your tickets yet, you can win them here at the Elbow Room. Hurry on up. We're here till 7 o'clock on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Back here at the Elbow Room in Fig Garden Village. We've got another 10, 15 minutes with you before we give away those tickets. Four pairs tonight for the big one tomorrow night at the Save Mart Center. Air Force in town. 7 o'clock tip. Veterans get in free. If you're in the military right now, you get in free. So I know some of you are listening down there at NAS Lemoore, or you're out at the airport with the 144th Fighter Wing of the Air National Guard. If you're not on duty tomorrow night, come on out to the Save Mart Center. They're going to let you in for free, and that big crowd is going to cheer for you, just like they cheer for the Bulldogs going for win number 20 against the Falcons of Air Force. We have a little more time with Coach Justin Hudson. If you have a question and you're not here, better hop on Twitter. Hurry up. Use that hashtag, AskHut, and we'll have them address it. Christy had a question here. She says, Coach, that the team has exceeded pundits' expectations so far. But she wants to know, have they exceeded your expectations as a first-year coach? Did you think 19-6 right now, 10-3 in the Mountain West, was where you guys would be before you rolled that ball out for the opener?
I think when you're new, you don't really have a lot of expectations on good or bad. It's not like you knew what you had coming back. We knew a little bit because being in the conference, we knew how good Deshaun could be, and he has been. You know, you try to get familiar with the guys that are on your team. I'm just, the expectations is how much I like the guys. They play hard. They come to work every day. You know, they're trying to do their best in school. They're being good citizens. So I think that was the only expectation we had, was to play hard and play together. You know, so I don't know if I knew we'd win this many road games.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not surprised. If I think, I'm not going to use the word surprised, because you try to go into every game thinking that you have a chance. And if your coach doesn't think that, I know the players don't.
I mean, that really is impressive. 6-1 now on the road in conference play with two road games remaining at Nevada and at San Diego State. But it's a home game tomorrow night against Air Force, 7 o'clock tip at the Save Mart Center. We talked a little bit about Lavelle Scotty. People have seen plenty of Ryan Swan as well. He's a thick 6'7 junior in the front court. But a guy who's changed their team a little bit this year and given some opponents problems is a freshman guard out of San Antonio by the name of A.J. Walker. At 6'2". What have you seen from Walker's game, and what are the priorities in dealing with him tomorrow night?
He's quick and he's aggressive. Oh, and he gives them a level of quickness and swagger in the backcourt that they really need. So now when you want to pressure them and not let them run their offense, he's able to break you down and go by you and get the other team shots. So he's not playing like a freshman. He feels confident out there. So he's really helped them.
Air Force and Fresno State tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and you mentioned with the offense that Coach Pilipovich runs there, a Princeton-style offense. You mentioned the different variations that you'll see depending on their personnel and what year it is. But you said that you're going to have to change defenses. And we haven't seen a ton of zone out of you. We've seen it at times, a little 2-3, a little 2-1-2. Is that something you think you're going to need more of in your repertoire in the postseason? You know, you don't know who you'd match up with in an NCAA tournament game or an NIT game. You think that playing a little zone tomorrow night could help you long term?
You have to play what you're comfortable with. And, you know, we're getting better. Man-to-man is our fastball, and it's something that you're trying to get better at. And I think we have gotten better at times of keeping the man in front of us, helping us out, getting back in transition. You'd like to have a changeup, but you want to make sure that you're not confused in what you're doing.
Right.
You know, so you want to try to get the opponent off balance, but you want to make sure your own team is not off balance.
And how do you gauge that as a coach? What do you see that tells you, okay, now you've passed the test, you're good enough in zone for me to actually let you do that in a game?
Practice. If they're understanding what's going on in practice, you know, and they don't have to be perfect at it because you're not waiting for that, but if they have an understanding of what we're trying to do in the zone, and is it going to really disrupt the other team? You know, and that's what you're gauging. So you always go in saying we have that in our back pocket, but you risk changing something up in the game and not getting better at what we're doing. A lot of our defense has been a lot better in the second half. Especially at New Mexico,
right?
San Diego State here held them to 20 points. So it's, if you change up too quick, then you don't give your team a chance to make their own adjustments that you've worked on in the first half that you thought would work, and maybe they didn't do it.
You talked about your team playing more together, about taking better care of the basketball. Season low, 6 turnovers in the pit in that big win, 81-73 on Saturday. How much of that do you think can be attributed to the fact that you finally have your whole team healthy at the same time? Because you really haven't had that almost the whole season.
That definitely helps because fatigue factor. And then we've always had a guard out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now you continue to play those guards too many minutes, and fatigue makes cowards out of us. The next thing you know, you have a couple silly turnovers. You can't sub them in and out. So if you can keep guys fresh, keep them in their position, and hopefully they can continue to get better at taking care of the ball and playing good defense.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Bulldogs and the Falcons of Air Force. Hope you're going to be there. If you're here at the Elbow Room, you might be winning tickets in a moment. One more break. Back with the rest of the Coach Justin Hudson Show after this on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome back to the Coach Justin Hudson Show. Just a few more minutes with you here at the Elbow Room in Pitt Garden Village. And I'll remind you again, no show next week. The Dogs a week from Saturday won't have a game, and that's a time, usually an opportunity for coaches to get out and see some high school playoff games, do some recruiting. So no Coach Hudson Show next week. We will have one more of these. Circle March the 7th, Thursday night, March the 7th on your calendar. That'll be the final Coach Justin Hudson Show of the season here at the Elbow Room, which has been a tremendous host all season long. You know how good the food is. And Vivian just told me the jalapeno cheese bread here is what you need to try. So I'm going to take her advice here in a little bit. But you got enough coffee, Coach?
I do.
All right, good. A couple more questions for you. One, you know, this is the time we talk so much about seniors, and boy, are your seniors playing well. I mean, Deshaun Taylor and Braxton Huggins were just phenomenal at the pit on Saturday. Braxton's 25 a game over his last five. Sam Bittner had a big bounce-back game there in Albuquerque. And we talk about the seniors and that sense of urgency. What about for you? Is there any sentimentality from realizing that you've only got 3 more home games with this team, your first team as a Division I head coach, and do you start thinking about what these guys have meant to you and what you've already accomplished, looking for win number 20 tomorrow night?
If I can recall, I think the only time you start thinking about that is senior night.
Uh-huh.
You know, every other time you're thinking, like I said, it's the day before the game, day of the game, day after the game. So you're trying to give them the best opportunity to go out and win and give yourself the best opportunity to go out and win. So you don't have a lot of time to be sentimental. I tell my family and my friends, I think I have about 12 hours of enjoyment after the win, and then you're moving on to the next game. That's just how it is. But I know senior night, it probably will get a little emotional being the first-time head coach and having those 3 guys that mean so much to me and our program.
Well, and who knows how long they can extend the season and get this ride going. Senior night, by the way, will be Saturday, March the 9th against San Jose State. That'll be a 4 o'clock tip. County tomorrow night, just 3 home games left. Tomorrow night against Air Force, the following Wednesday against Wyoming, and then that senior day, Saturday, March 9th, 4 o'clock against the Spartans. That game tomorrow night, again, saluting the service of all those men and women who have put themselves on the line for us. Veterans and current military get in free tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And I asked Coach Brown a little bit, Coach Hudd, I'll give you a chance to address it too. When you know that that's the night, that's the crowd, that you're honoring people who, in some cases, have been wounded in action, maybe lost buddies, lost family members in service. The hero of the game tomorrow night is going to be Gordon Scott, who survived the sinking of his ship during World War II. What does that mean to you, to know that you're playing in front of people like that and that your game represents something beyond basketball?
Well, I mean, as coaches, you're here for a bigger picture than just wins and losses. Now, it's hard to know. Wins and losses are very important, so you don't want to minimize that. And the basketball game is very important. But when you're talking to these young men and you've been doing it long enough, you realize that you're trying to build life lessons with them. And we talk a lot about being a part of something that's bigger than yourself, you know, and sacrifice, accountability, being a good teammate. And there's no better example than our military. And it's on a much bigger scale, obviously, than winning a basketball game or losing a basketball game. But the words are the same, handling adversity, you know, holding, being accountable for your actions, you know, and just blessed because the freedoms that we have here is because of the military. And it'd be a good teaching point that we can talk to our guys about.
Well, we look forward to that tomorrow night and hope all of you at home will be there. 7 o'clock, the tip against Air Force. Got about a minute left here at the Elbow Room, Coach. And, again, only one more of these shows, Thursday, March the 7th. Circle it on your calendar. Let's get one last little nugget on Air Force. In your mind, when you think about the matchup, what's the most crucial thing that you think your team has to do to put number 11 in the win column in conference play and not end up with your fourth loss in Mountain West?
Make shots. Make shots. And you would think that would be in every game, but it's even more important in this game because if they choose to run that clock down, they can do that. And if they choose to be patient and they'll take a shot at the end of the clock, they can do that. So what you don't want to do is play 8 hours of defense and be on offense for 30 seconds. And that's tough to do because you want to make sure you play fast and play your game, but they can really control tempo with that offense.
Right, so a four-point deficit to them is like 8 or 10 to somebody else. I hear you. Well, Coach, the time just flew by again. Thanks again for hanging out with us at the Elbow Room.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Coach Justin Hudson here at the Elbow Room. One more of these shows, Thursday, March 7th, and a big game at the Save Mart Center tomorrow night. Be there. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks to Vivian and Elliot here, Russell at our studios on 940 ESPN and the Bulldog Sports Network from Learfield IMG.
Live from the Elbow Room, the Justin Hudson Coaches Show has been brought to you by California Business Machines, by Madera Auto Center, Suncrest Bank, The Elbow Room, Barrier Roofing, A-plus Signs, by Mega Prints, and by Fashion Furniture across from River Park. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bulldog Sports Network.